Juliette Kayyem is now in the running for Massachusetts governor. A former Homeland Security official, both to the current governor, Deval Patrick, and to President Obama, Kayyem launched her bid for the Democratic nomination yesterday. Kayyem, who's also a former civil rights lawyer, this week resigned as a columnist for the Boston Globe and recently left her position as a contributor to CNN to get ready to run for governor. So this morning, to talk about her candidacy, we're joined by Juliette Kayyem. Good morning. And thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, why did you decide to run? How did you decide? And make the case for yourself.
Well, the why and the how were the process of talking to people and thinking about what I could offer the voters of Massachusetts. I've spent my career dealing with preparing society, the homeland, for whatever may come. And it was at that moment that I looked at the landscape in Massachusetts and thought maybe there was something about my leadership and my experience that I could offer to the voters, or at least begin to communicate my vision for Massachusetts. And so these things never come at a moment, especially if you've never run for office before. And people give you all sorts of advice. I will tell you that. You're too young. You're too this. You should do it. You shouldn't do it. And then ultimately, you just decide that in the end you can't game the system, and only the voters can decide in Massachusetts.
Convince the voters then that you're prepared to be governor, since you bring up preparedness.
Yes, so I spent most of my career in public service in both state and federal government, managing large agencies and large budgets during times of utter crisis. I know how to get government to work when it really does matter the most. But it's the same skills that apply to any crisis that we're facing right now. My vision for Massachusetts is to prepare Massachusetts for the future that we know is coming. It's not, doesn't take rocket science. Education and technology are changing. Climate change is changing. The economy and the economy that's going to be built to last are changing. And it's accepting what Massachusetts is going to look like and actually embracing and preparing for it is what I can offer.
All right. In terms of preparing Massachusetts for the future economy, where do you see job growth in Massachusetts, and how would you encourage job growth?
It's relatively known. I mean, it is in education, health, biotech, technology, and commerce. It is, I mean, if you think about our ports, if you think about our education system, if you think about the kinds of businesses that are coming here. And so knowing that, how do you lure the best people, the best investments, the best companies to come here and stay here and employ our residents? And you do that through tax structures. You do that through a stronger and better infrastructure, whether it's our ports or it's broadband or it's clean energy. And that's the kind of society that we can build today to prepare and be, you know, incredibly strong in the future.
In terms of the tech sector, you have said that you favor repeal of the new state tax that levies the sales tax on certain segments of the computer software services industry. Was it a mistake for the legislature to pass that tax and for the governor to sign it?
So a tech tax is not new in any state, right? So it is, most states are looking at some possibility of taxing the tech industry, although New York, for example, has decided to waive it for the industry. The legislation as it was passed, I'm pretty convinced, was so broad that it would have hurt both investment and those companies that are here, and if we're looking at wanting to keep those companies. So I would be for repealing this legislation, but I'm not going to say we're never going to tax that industry. That industry is benefiting from where those taxes are going.
Last question. In the governor's race, there's growing support in some quarters for the candidates to take the people's pledge, to bar outside money from polluting, so to speak, the governor's race. Where do you stand on that? Would you take the pledge?
I'm absolutely for a people's pledge. I know Treasurer Grossman is passing around language, which I will look at. I'm absolutely for it, period. I mean, I think that that's just the way it is, especially for someone like me who's not self-funded, who has never run before. You know, this is going to be a grassroots campaign, and so the more that we can keep it about the people of Massachusetts and their issues, to be honest, the happier I am as a candidate.
Democratic candidate for governor, Juliette Kayyem, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.